Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Very highly anticipated show here. Mikey, before we check in with you boys, who is that on your shirt? I feel like I should know, and I don't, and I apologize for that.
Greatest goalie ever.
That's actually
Arguably.
pretty sick how you could do this with the shirt. That's
Whoa,
actually, I never
what
even fucking
the?
realized that until I just did that. That's
What
hilarious. That's
the?
pretty wild. I never even
Who's
fucking realized that.
on the shirt?
That's Gianluigi Buffon, the greatest goalkeeper of all time, the World Cup champion of the 2006 Italy national team.
Okay. I'm sure I'll take some shit for that, but I don't feel too
No, you
bad
know what, bro?
about
I don't
that.
know if this is, I mean, this is like a silhouette. I think it's like in the style of the There Will Be Blood font from the Daniel
Yeah.
Day-Lewis movie. So I don't know if that's
Where do
so
you get
easily
those shirts?
recognizable.
Those are cool.
Dude, this company Dirt Pitch makes like soccer t-shirts, and it's really like they make like every
Dude,
player. It's they're fucking sick. I
I
mean,
was just watching.
this is a breezy golf. This is a breezy golf.com show, though.
Right.
Just the record.
Right,
This is
right, right.
breezy. But I mean, like, this is not something that's like the equivalent of.
No, not
It's
a
a
competitor.
different wheelhouse
I mean,
completely.
somebody in Europe might look at Bob's wall and be like, "Who's the guy with all the fucking gold and diamonds
That's
on him?"
also true.
Yeah, it's a
Although,
really
let me tell you something. That guy,
good
99, man, is making his case for Mount Rushmore of Yankees,
It's
Mount Rushmore
amazing.
of potentially baseball. That's how good this guy is right now.
Every year the Yankees don't win with
Yeah,
this guy
I
is a
know.
wasted.
I
It people compare it
know.
to like the Mike Trout Angels thing, and that's terrible because when people make those comparisons, I get where they're coming from. Like you have this
The difference being
generational.
the Yankees are competitive, though. Like, they make the playoffs with Judge. It's not like they haven't made runs,
Right.
but I mean, like, these runs can't keep ending in the ALCS. They have to win a pennant with this guy. He's got to get a shot at a World Series. He's got to at least be in the dance at least once. And it's just a shame because this year the duo of him and Soto is like one of the best duos I've ever seen in my life. And it's again, it's like, where is it going to end? I don't know. I don't know where it's going to end. I don't think there's any great team in baseball right now. I think a lot of these teams, there's no like team where I'm like, oh, they're a
No.
shoe-in. I think it's whoever's going to get hot
So,
at the right time. Whoever gets hot
man,
going in may win the whole
those
thing. I
Orioles
really
look
believe it.
pesky, Michael. The
I
Orioles look
mean,
pesky. So do the
those are
Guardians.
good.
Orioles have lost to some bad teams.
Bro, by the way, how did the Guardians, how are they good again? Like that came out of nowhere.
Bullpen. Best closer in the league. Class A is the best closer in the league with a bullet. He's the best. Bullpen's there. You know, I think
And
that goes a
they don't
long
even have their
way.
best pitcher, no? He's gone for the year with a
Yeah.
Tommy John. Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did
Yeah.
a
Well, they lost a ton. The Astros lost a ton of pitchers, but the Astros are still right there hanging around.
having
The
a
Braves lost a ton of guys. They're still in the mix, but it's just baseball this year. I don't think there's that one team that's
The
just like
Dodgers are always going to be good, Michael.
they always lose though, Joe.
Mikey,
They
you're gonna
never
love
do it. They never do it.
some of these names. Kevin Plawecki, who was a catcher on the Red Sox, who took us to like a Fenway game and everything.
I
He
met him
asked
at Breezy, Arizona. I met him at Breezy, Arizona. Plawecki. Remember, he was outside the DraftKings.
Right. Okay. I was
Yeah,
gonna say I thought it
yeah.
was yeah, he asked me to do a fantasy draft order for them, announce the draft
Okay.
order.
Yeah.
It's a lot of MLB guys, but some of the names here, and I was late to it. I didn't see his text, and then I got
Oh
back to him,
my.
and he had already got the draft. I said, I'll definitely do it. But some of the names here, like Shane Bieber's one of them.
Wow.
Okay, Tim LaCastro
Wow.
is another one. Andrew Benintendi, friend of the program.
Wow.
Michael Conforto.
Michael Conforto, sure. Ex-Met.
Here's a good one. Talk about just a dog, Lance Lynn, who played
Lance
50 years
Lynn.
with the
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yep. Pitcher,
Yeah.
right? Lance Lynn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just a couple good names, but I was
I
late to
couldn't tell you
Kevin
half of those
Pillar.
names. That's pretty fucking cool, man. That's
It's a
pretty
neat
fucking
one.
cool. That's cool.
Those old MLB names of guys who used to play in the league. Now there's
Yeah.
some in here that just still do, but the old names of old MLB players really get me. I love that stuff.
Me too. Like if like Fred McGriff was in there or like something
Yeah.
like that would be so
Yeah.
cool. Joe
Ricky
Carter. That
Day.
is.
Oh, yeah.
Lenny
Now,
Dykstra.
he went off the wall. He
Yeah,
tried to get into
he's off the reservation. Yeah, he's nuts. He's
somebody.
nuts.
He tried to get into a Twitter beef with me. Somebody like mentioned me in one of his posts, and Lenny Dykstra was like, "Fuck that guy at Robbie Burke." I was like, "Jesus Christ,
Well,
Lenny!"
that's the
Like,
same thing like with Canseco. Canseco is
it's
another one.
crazy. It's
Jose
obnoxious.
Canseco's nuts. He's just a complete psycho.
He's known for his daughter now, no?
Yeah, like, but yeah. Like, he Bob's right though. He just starts random beefs with people on Twitter. Like, he's just like, he calls out Aaron Judge.
If you're trying to start a beef with Bob,
I wake up in the morning one
problems.
Day. Yeah, I know. I agree.
By the way, there's a couple people who've come at Bob lately, which I don't understand for the life of me what he did.
For what?
Bob, you know who the backup quarterback DiNucci came at you too now.
No.
Yeah, he did.
It's
and I
funny.
Don't know why. I don't know if
funny.
He's
looking at Ben DiNucci from the Cowboys.
No, he's what? Actually now he's with the he's not with the Cowboys anymore. He's with the I just saw he was playing yesterday. Is it with the
Saskatchewan
Titans?
Rough Riders?
Very, very, very funny. You gotta be careful. No, it was a miss. I'm trying to get his DiNucci.
Did you say something about Ben DiNucci? I can't imagine you would have.
I was
what context?
I was on a stream.
He's a backup for the Bills.
Yeah, oh. I was on a stream and I said, Jet, like, name your top five Cowboys. And so Jet names like two names. And then I say Ben DiNucci and I get a message from him. Okay. And he messages me and he said, hey, Bob, just wanted to let you know to tread carefully. So I DM'd him.
Or what?
But it goes. No, but Mikey, it goes somewhere. It goes somewhere. I messaged him back. I said, bro, I didn't mean anything by it at all.
That's
I said, it wasn't.
He maybe
well,
he was
it
kidding.
Turns
he
out
be kidding.
He meant to send me a picture of him on the Cameo leaderboard.
But the picture never sent.
So it looked like. And I said, oh, Ben, I said, I just mentioned you yesterday. I thought you were upset. He goes, no, I sent you the Cameo thing.
Oh,
so
good,
it was a misunderstanding.
Good.
What the hell did Bob say?
I was going to say, like Ben DiNucci, like, what is he? He's going to send La Cosa Nostra after
imagine he was actually serious telling someone to tread carefully. Whoa. I mean, how do you respond to a DM like that?
I was so shook. I was like, Ben, Texan
DMs are such a dangerous game because you really could lose so much gets lost in translation.
Yeah, it does.
Even like you don't know how he said if you now if
the,
that would have
the connotation of how you're saying.
Forget the picture that was supposed to go with the text. If Ben DiNucci had said that in real life to Bob, he would have said it in a manner in which Bob would have known right away.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But in the message, it just sounds like holy.
There's
shit,
no interpretation.
This guy hates me.
We talked about a little bit on the fantasy draft how he did. I keep going back to the tweet. Probably my favorite tweet of all time. And like what Mikey said is you got to picture Joe still in Maui, by the way. Oh, Joey D has been in Maui.
The best. Are we talking about the earthquake tweet?
I've been here for a week, Bob. It'll be a week on Monday.
Feels like a month, dude. Feels like you have
Bob,
a timeshare at the Four Seasons. Hey,
yo, this is the craziest.
It's not been that long. I think it's just because I've been a little off the grid.
No, I'm going to back you up here, Joe. You are making the time to take care of what you got to take care of.
He
so
did
I'm really,
Sportsman, brilliantly done.
6:45 a.m. podcast.
No, dude,
my honeymoon,
for sure.
I'd say
for
short.
Sure. I don't think actually. Ago. I don't think he's off the grid at all. We've been getting an update
for
every single exotic kumquat that's been eaten over the last six days. There's been enough
good
meals.
Well, that's because, but that is
there's been some very good meals.
He is now the poster boy for
he's
the Four Seasons.
Yeah,
so he's got to hit them with their plug. So that's why you're seeing that too. It's a great collab.
it is a great collab.
But you know. Gutsy said,
"They've been very good to me.
This is the best tweet." And Mikey said it better. It's like when you hear this tweet that Gutsy sent out, you have to picture him at the pool at the Four Seasons with like a fruit plate in front
of him.
That's
right.
The tweet reads, "Perhaps it's because I grew up on the West Coast, close to the San Andreas fault line. But I really have to say, out of all the natural disasters, earthquakes definitely scare me the least." And
a lot of people responded that we should do a top five natural disasters.
I mean, what are we going to do after like the typical like four? What the fuck are we going to name after that? I don't even know how many natural
like sinkholes.
Yeah. Okay. Earthquakes, tornadoes, typhoons,
fires.
Yeah.
Yo,
flooding.
It does, when you do picture that tweet, I got Bone cooking something up that's real nice. By the way.
Oh, that's. A
I got.
Bad job.
I got him cooking. I got
job.
Him. I got
You're getting
him
bagged, dog. You'll get tagged, though. You'll get tagged.
I sure hope so.
You'll get tagged.
I need the only thing that I hate with Maui It's Cutsy on this 5 hour time difference. He gets up now.
Six
six
hour,
hours. It's what time is it at you right now, Joe?
It just turned 7 a.m. I've
Yeah.
started this. I was up ready to go.
Yo, he'll just text me every morning. He'll just get like texting. He's like, "My view, Bob," and like it'll just be like him looking out into the water for like
it's
a
pretty,
week.
it's like paradise, Bob.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Bob would
the
love
other,
it
the
here.
Other
he really
greatest
would.
thing,
I
the
think I
other
would.
greatest thing that he's posted since he's been there, by far and away, not even close, was the Instagram story after he played around at whatever luxurious
Yeah.
golf course that was, and he goes, "If you haven't played golf in Hawaii yet, make sure you put that on your list of things to do."
I
It
mean,
was like, yeah, but Joe, obviously, I think everyone in the world that
it's like
golfs
playing
would
in the
love to
Garden
play
of
golf
Eden,
with.
Michael.
Yeah, Joe, I know. I would imagine so. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
How was the macadamia encrusted?
Oh, very good. We had it with a Korean braised short rib that just was so succulent, Michael. It's just you didn't even need a knife to cut it. It was unbelievable. And it was at a local spot we went to. It was so good. And then I went to Spago too.
Spago's good. We might have to do
Spago in Vegas. I'm just
Spago's
throwing it out
good.
There.
Spago's
one of the best it. Meals I've had. The Bob,
that's
did,
up Bob's alley, Spago.
Oh, they did this Aura King salmon crudo as an appetizer for us with like pickled jalapenos. It was unbelievable. Michael, I did a lobster ceviche.
Dude,
I'm telling you,
Bob, yesterday, I tweet out yesterday, I go, Cutsy says should absolutely make every effort to attend Hawaii, Delaware State tonight. Once in a lifetime opportunity. Hashtag Aloha Joe. And someone comments, they go, "Heard they are serving chicken tenders with macadamia nut crust." As one of the
Did you see my reply to that, Michael?
It was on a different island. Otherwise, you would have went. But this guy bet Delaware State plus 40.
Well, because the game
Hawaii
started at 6 o'clock at night, Michael.
That's a local time game for
Joe,
you.
Joe, if you
and
took
I hit
hold
it.
Of that Hawaii
Very good
game,
hit.
It would be the all-time. If you were
well,
on your
no,
honeymoon,
it really would have been. It really
been on
would've.
A different island, Bob.
Oh, well, you could get
Had
there,
you been
though,
on the
dude.
Correct island, would you have made a consideration of going?
It's a content play. It's a content
it
play.
Pure content play, but it would have been unfucking real.
If you see him like pre-gaming at the Four Seasons.
With the lay on, with the lay in the stands. Come on, Hawaii! Yeah.
You guys are sick. I took Delaware State plus
nice
40.
Nice play, by the way.
It was a no-brainer.
To cap off Cutsy's Hawaii trip before we get into the wedding, because everyone wants us to talk about the wedding. I'm excited to talk about the wedding. Last text I got from Cutsy yesterday, this was an absolute all-timer. He texted me yesterday. I asked him how the trip was. He goes, "I'm tipping these guys like crazy, and they're just showering me in top-tier hospitality."
Yeah, you know what? great guys out here.
Yeah,
a couple guys actually knew who I was. One guy asked for a photo after I had the cabana. They've been unbelievable. They've been
looks
just
fun, man.
Oh, Bob, I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying that, this is so up your alley. The golf here is, it's so lush. Everything is gorgeous.
Did you play barefoot, Joe?
No,
that would have been cool. That would have been
that's
cool.
My dream.
Jim McMahon barefoot's all
you can play
barefoot,
Bob. It's beautiful. I mean, you probably could.
Not to sound like a clown, like the ones who say, like, you know, be one with the earth. But if you do go to like
a
tropical,
big fan of grounding.
Grounding.
Yeah, dude. I did it one time, played a golf in Nantucket. The weather was gorgeous. It's my favorite place in the world. And you take the shoes off and you play barefoot. Oh, it's just fun.
I think you look kind of like a douche if you're playing
Probably.
Golf barefooted.
I'm playing in Newark on Friday. Maybe
No, you ain't going barefoot in
Can
Newark.
You imagine what Dickie Gass would say if Michael stepped
on the
green.
What
Dickie Gass would say if you stepped onto the tee box with no shoes on. Man,
I will
he
say
would
this,
roast
Joe.
You.
I've only stayed at a Four Seasons once in my life, and it was on my honeymoon with Holly. And their service is like it's they go like they don't make you do anything like a normal hotel. You got to go to the concierge and like check in. No. They just as soon as you get there, you're checked in, or they bring you right to.
They
your
have
room
they have
the
app
in.
Now. Same. This app is the unbelievable. Same. From the app, you can order room service. You can check in. You could book spa appointments. Right. You could do it all, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It is. It's a class above, especially when you work there too, and now you being a guest there, Joe. You notice, I'm sure, a lot of the things that we all had to do and work on, and like it's
oh,
just
yeah. The funny thing is I made a deal with them. I thought they were going to reshare all my stories. I don't think they've shared one.
Well, it's not their demographic.
It's like, it's not really on par with like how they post their stuff. No, so Joe, like, I don't know how they're going to go
about. Joe, can you imagine if Mikey made that deal and they weren't reposting it?
he'd call, excuse me, could I this please guy, speak to guy, corporate head guy, office?
This guy's I've had a couple problems. Man. This guy really
there's
is
been
a
no
breaker.
Tagging and no bagging.
I'm lucky to get a tag once every financial quarter.
No,
I'm
unfortunate.
Quite frankly,
true.
You know.
That is such a great.
But Bob, what I'm actually saying is it's easy for me, but I just don't know if they're like looking at this stuff and being like, we can't possibly reshare some of the things he's posted. I don't know.
I don't think you've shared anything that's not like, that's crazy.
I think it's been pretty tame.
But I remember even the Beverly Wilshire, the stuff that the PR people would post, like I would want them to post, like I'd ask them, I was friends with the PR lady. You remember, I think her name was Laura Breen or something like that. I would ask her, I'd be like, you know, you guys, I did a Four Seasons type like, rant. You guys should take a look. But they only post, like they have such a.
Well, my first post that I did was me at the cabana looking through my fantasy football magazine. And you know, by the way, they made me this, Michael. They made me, it's called a lava flow. It's like a pina colada with like a drop of this strawberry slush. And they put it in this hollowed out pineapple. Oh my!
It's like a Miami Vice.
Joe, yeah, it's tremendous.
You got to come home, dude. Like you got to come home. You got to get back here.
He doesn't want like to. I've been here for months.
Mikey, does it not feel like he has been in Hawaii for like a month? Dude?
I gotta say, it feels like the wedding was like a decade ago already. Crazy. It's crazy.
Well, that's just time flies when you're having fun.
I do want to talk about the wedding. Obviously, I'm curious for your boys' thoughts. I thought it was to have that crew together, and there was so much hype to the wedding of how big it was going to be and everything. I really think it built up to the hype, and it lived up to the hype is what I meant to say. I thought it was a blast to have everybody together, a lot of special moments. I thought it was incredible, and I can't wait till that photographer who was taking videos and all.
Oh, there's some good videos coming.
Oh, man.
The point when we're on the dance floor and where it's like it was like a music video. Bob started it out. What song was it that was even played? Journey, I think.
They had the champagne glass, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the microphone.
He had a champagne glass that he thought was the microphone, and he just started handing it to people. And some people are like, what do I do? When he handed it, I was like, hey, give it to Mike Berger, and he handed it to his dad. To his dad. He just started going off. That was hysterical. And then
when Mike Berger ran Sweet Caroline, when he requested Sweet Caroline from the DJ, we were screaming the lyrics, bro, like screaming.
Everybody gave everything they had. Bob looked like he had just swam the fucking Lake Geneva. He was drenched. Yeah. And then Mike coming
guy,
out with
sweatiest guy in Canada by a country mile.
Dude, I was giving it everything I had. He did.
Mikey coming on the dance floor with the wig. Oh, that was hysterical.
And by the way, I got to give credit where credit's due, and we thought that he would be good. Mikey's hosting was absolutely unbelievable. I thought Mikey, honest to God, I thought it was a 10 out of 10. I really did. I thought you crushed it.
Oh, it was so
I appreciate
good.
That. And, you know, Joe's cousin did all like the legwork logistically with all the so shout out to Ange for all the writing and all the stuff that she did like to get everything organized. Because Lord knows, really, all I did was just show up. I mean, and I told her, I was like, listen, I was like, you could plan anything you want to plan. I'm more of an off the cuff guy. Just give me the order of how things are going to go. And I got to tell you, they changed the order of how things were going constantly throughout the morning of, like, they kept coming up to us, the planners, and be like, oh, this person's going to come out now in front of this one and that. And I thought it went well. You know, I just wanted to go up there and not, you know, do too much. Just get it, keep the ball rolling and keep everybody on schedule. Because there was a lot of stuff going on, man. There were more speeches at that wedding. There were a lot of speeches at that wedding. And that was, you know, that was tough, you know, being able to make sure that the right people were coming up at the right time.
Speeches were all unbelievably good. Yeah, like, a lot of times you have, like, we had, I think, 12 speeches or something, which is ridiculous, a lot. But normally you have a lot, you're like, oh, it's going to be tough. It got to the point where, like, people were, like, locked in. It was like entertainment. Like, people were enjoying them. I thought it was a tremendous, tremendous display of just, you know, people going up there and being prepared and putting together something really good. Bob's speech was unbelievable. How about Pop? Pop going up there off the cuff and just gave a speech.
The only thing that I was kicking myself for mine is in my speech, I meant to say Barstool Sports, talking about the story of me getting the offer for Barstool and staying in LA because of Joe. And I'm saying Bob does sports instead of Barstool. So I was kicking myself for that, because when you hear the speech, some people had to be confused about what I was talking about. So I was so pissed off about that. And I felt good up there. I mean, like, I felt like I had my A stuff. So that's why I was kicking. Because when you hear it, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, though, that you didn't stop at all and you just kept going. And I think, I don't know if, like, I knew what you had meant to say, obviously.
Yeah.
So I really don't think that anyone not intimately involved with, like, day to day stuff with us, like, really caught on to it too much, because even I was like, he just went on to the next thing, and I thought everyone's punchlines were good. I thought the jokes were very funny.
Bob came out.
The delivery was great. I thought Joe's dad with the quantum physics thing was unfucking believable. I thought that Joe's dad is like one of my favorite people on the face of this guy. What a genuine, heartfelt, good fucking man this guy is. Just a good guy.
Then Cutsy coming on at the end and then roasting into that of his dad talking about quantum physics.
Yeah.
I thought Cutsy at the end too.
He did very well.
I had nothing planned. I didn't know what I was going to say. I didn't have anything written down. All I had was like the people to thank, like a list. And then I just got up there and I just started going off. But Michael, I'm interested to know, like, now that you met my family, you know, you met my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brother, like, what did you think about, like, was it different than what you expected? Were they on par, like, with what you thought? Like, I'm interested to know.
No, I thought your parents were like some of the sweetest, nicest people I've ever met. I thought they were so, your mother was over the top nice, like, just such a sweetheart. Your father was like, again, your dad was like, I talked to your dad. Because what Joe said really got me when Joe was like, when he was speaking to his dad to be serious for like 1 second, he said something to his dad and he was like, you know, dad, I just wanted to do something where you would be proud to call yourself my dad. He said something along those lines. And like that line really, as a dad now myself, really, really, really hit. And I went up to Joe's dad after Joe made that speech. And I said, you know, when your son said that, like being a dad now, that like really, really got to me. Like it really did. They were just great people. Your brother's a fucking lunatic. Your brother is a fucking maniac.
I've been telling my brother to try to get into, like, you know, he's serious into acting and stuff like
he's
that. But
great.
I told him,
he's
like,
great.
He's so funny.
He is.
And such a wild card. I'm like, dude, if you just started throwing stuff up on your social media, I would reshare it and stuff. But he doesn't really do that. But I think he's almost as crazy as I am in some ways.
He's funny.
He is funny. You can see the relation too. Also, there was some emotion. I got emotional, which I've never gotten emotional during a speech. Joe did. Tickets was so emotional. Like, you know, we always talked about going into it, this like roast style thing with just that word, but God, it was really emotional. I mean, it really was. We'll play the couple things that I do want to play that people have been asking for. Mikey texted me that he was going to do the Bruce Buffer to intro.
That
Joe
was awesome.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Joseph and Nicole,
did the buffer intro, and while he was doing it, I looked over at my dad, and when he did the "It's time," my dad like from the table. So you can play that. You can play my speech. Just know when I say Bob does sports, I mean Barstool Sports.
In all seriousness, a great guy, one of Joe's best friends, of course, co-best man, Illuminati of the internet, Robbie Berger. Speech tonight, but during one of the five intermissions tonight, an older gentleman from table 22, I made the mistake of taking my suit off. He thought I was a server and he demanded more Chardonnay. So I just want to make sure that he did get his Chardonnay. Perfect. As many of you know, I am from the show, one of the co-hosts of Bata Sports, but the circus that is Bata Sports, it didn't start there. Me and Joe actually met at the Four Seasons, and we became best friends right out of the gate. And when Joe asked me to speak tonight, I was so honored, until I found out that there would be 75 other people speaking here tonight. Does anybody from banquets want to come up and say a few words? Does the chef want to come say a few words about them here tonight? Anybody? And again, me and Joe, we really did. We became best friends. I remember at the Four Seasons, I told my dad after a couple times hanging out with Joe, and I said, you know, Dad, you gotta see this guy. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met, and then he's a bulk in a china shop. He's got one speed, and it's just go, go, go. You fast forward 5 years later, when I first met Nicole, and I said to Nicole, I gotta ask you, the first date with Joe, what was that like? It's just classic Joe. She said, well, Robbie, I hadn't seen him in years, and I opened the door, and he just kissed me. He just started making out with me. I said to Joe, what are you doing? You talked to her since high school. He said, Bob, I hadn't seen her in so many years. And I was baffled by that's Joe. And working at the Four Seasons, me and Joe, I never came so close with somebody so fast, and we would play ping pong together in the employee lounge at the Four Seasons, and eventually when I had an office that connected to the kitchen and the restaurant that Joe worked at, and every single night me and Joe worked together, he would order something from the restaurant and he would come and he would bring it in. It was like a tunnel that brought it into my office, so it was perfect. And he always knew that my goal was to do content for a company called Bob Does Sports. And there was a day where the CEO messaged me and asked me to come work for Bob Does Sports. It meant that I had to move to New York. And I remember seeing it on my phone and being so ecstatic and ready to go. And it was like just the quickest moment of it all hit me that taking the job would be leaving Joe. And it was the saddest moment, and not many people know this, but then right at that moment, Joe comes barreling through the office, and he's got a tomahawk steak. And I said, look at the size of this steak. And it made me realize, I can't leave this guy. I don't know where it leads to, but I can't leave this guy. I know it sounds funny, because we would have these manager meetings at the Four Seasons, and they would try and wonder how they could bring more profit to the Four Seasons. And me and Joe from the restaurant, we'd look at each other and we would laugh, because we knew as long as that tunnel connected to my office at the dinners we had, they were never going to make a profit. It was just just never gonna happen. But I know Joe knew how much the decision, how big it was for me to stay there and stay at the Four Seasons, and he would show up every day. He would leave the hotel at 2 a.m, and then we would start filming at 6 and 7 a.m. I couldn't believe how he was able to do it. And he would keep doing it and showing up, and we would keep pushing, and there wasn't much coming from it. And I remember we were in the car with our producer when we went to drop him off one of these days, and we were so tired. And we're watching him in this suit with his golf bag, the only person to run into a Wolfgang Puck restaurant with a golf bag. And I said to our producer, I said, this guy's unbelievable. And Jared, our producer, turned to me and goes, yeah, and he's out of his fucking mind. And as he said that, he went into the restaurant, a busboy comes out, and Joe turns, this busboy, to take the face with a 7-iron. And I see him go in. I was blown away by that. And to watch him go from Joey Cold Cuts at one point, which was the most ridiculous thing of all time, but to Joseph DeMar at the restaurant. He busted his ass all the time. And I'll tell you what, some people deserve good things in life, and I really do believe that, but I watched all the things that happened to Joe, how happy he was when he met Nicole, how happy he is here tonight, his hole in one, and then I some people really do deserve good things. And it means the world to me to see how happy he is. And I love you to death. I've run through a great wall for you. And I'm so, so happy for you guys tonight. You're a 1 billion. You're a bull in a china shop. And I love you, pal. And I'm happy to celebrate. I can't wait to get this thing going. So thanks.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing stuff. You know, the thing is too, where I got emotional with Joe is like, when I looked over at Joe, you know, we'll bust Joe's balls a lot and stuff of like, you know, the life that he lives now and like, or the vacation shit like that. People really didn't see how much of a dog this guy still is till this day. But when we started, before even Bob the Sports, the shit that he was doing between leaving at like, literally, that's not an exaggeration, he'd leave at 2 and be up at 6 and 7 a.m. every day and never complained, never like, so that was the most, but people don't see, you know, a lot of that stuff that really, really hit me.
I thought it was a night of like genuine, heartfelt, real conversation and emotion from the entire group, which was, it was great. It was really good.
Was amazing. I think for me, what was really cool is to like have you guys see like the other side of like, you know, the world where I grew up in, was because it really is. It's a different world. Like, you know, and having like you guys connect with my friends back home and my family, and like seeing, you know, even like hearing like my brother's speech or my sister's, like, and hearing things about me, like before, it seems like a different, like, you know, it seems like it's tough to comprehend life before me and Bob knew one another, but there was a whole different life that I had. And so seeing everybody have so much fun and connect and intertwine, it was really, really special to me. And like Bob said, I normally hold myself pretty good with my emotions. There are a couple times during my speech where it was very, very tough for me to keep it together. And I did, thankfully, but it just was a special night overall. I think it was just amazing. It was so fun. You know, I had all the people that I wanted to be there in attendance, and like, it was awesome. And seeing Jet, I never seen Jet have so much fun and be so happy. I mean, dude, this guy was absolutely on one. And when we played Hava Nagila, the Jewish song at the end of the night, which, you know, my family, there's no Jewish correlation at all, but we somehow made it into a Jewish wedding. We were getting hoisted up on chairs. You know,
I thought about that after I was talking to that about Jed. Jed said to me, he's like, you don't realize. He's like, Bob, that was such a cat. I ran over to the, I was telling everybody we have to play Hava Nagila. And then Jed said to me, he's like, dude, that was like a very Catholic wedding to where like, don't just, he's like, Bob, in the future, you just don't, you can't just request,
I went and told the DJ to play too. I don't, we don't like, it's not like that, like where we would impose anything on anyone. We're just having a fun time. And I mean, my God, everybody went nuts. I thought I was gonna die getting hoisted up there. At one point, Mikey looked at me, he's like, Joe, you are like legitimately, you're like a shit brick house. Or I don't know. Are you? No. He said unit. He's like, you're a unit. I'm like, I know, Mike. He's like, no. He's like, you're a unit.
Yeah, but you know what I would
I
do?
was hoisting him with that other guy. What's his, I forget the other
Warren.
guy's name.
Warren.
Warren. Yeah.
Oh, you had some
Warren. Warren.
Warren's a
Warren came
beast,
up to
too.
me in like the first 5 minutes of being at that reception. He comes up to me. I never met the guy before. He walks up to me,
He's
just
a
randomly
legend, man.
he goes, you're a large, large man. I go, yeah, bro. I go, but
Yeah.
that's all right. You get the pass on that because you're also a fellow
He
large
is a
human being.
big
He's a
fucking
big
big
boy.
boy.
He's a big
Look, if
boy.
I'm on that chair and I see Mikey V and then I see that Warren on each peg, I'm transferring my weight to those two pegs just to ensure
That's right. That's
that
right.
I'm okay. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, Kiki was trying to help out on the other side. I'm like, Christina, you're gonna get absolutely trampled over there.
I actually I threw up mid-wedding. I did the classic boot and rally
There it
because
is.
Joe's sister was firing out so much
Oh,
shots.
Maria.
It was
Dude.
amazing. She just kept bringing. And prior to that, I had rum shots, I had champagne, I had wine, I had
Oh,
beer.
mixing's the devil,
I had
dude.
that tequila seltzer, I had the tequila shots to where finally I stepped aside after the dance. I said, I have to boot and rally. So
Yeah.
I pulled trigger and then came back out and kept going.
Who would you say,
This guy.
Bob, if you had to list like three people who are potential like MVPs of the night, who would you? I think your cousin Sehei was unbelievable.
He brings
Show
it.
Showtime was on
Oh,
another
Showtime was
planet.
unreal, bro. This guy, this
Showtime's got to
guy.
be right in the mix. My dad even said to me, he goes, man, my dad said to me, he's like, well, first off, he's like, what a crew you guys have. Everybody, it's such a nice,
Yeah.
well, like close-knit crew. He said, you guys are just amazing. But he said, everybody brought it. And he said, he goes, I tell you, this Featherston is
I
he's
even said to
amazing.
Bob after the wedding, I go, yo, Featherston in person is just so much better than online Featherston. And
Oh,
that's not a knock
yeah.
on Featherston at all. It's just that I was not, this guy is just a total fucking maniac in real life. Like, he's
Yeah.
just crazy, this guy.
Remember they started playing the Grease like song, I had the time of my life, and he just goes and starts waltzing with my sister like he's in
Yeah,
the
dirty
end of
dance, dirty
Dirty
dancing. Yeah,
Dancing,
yeah,
Dirty
yeah, yeah,
Dancing.
Did he
yeah.
really?
Was like,
Yeah, he
yes.
did. He did. I have a bro.
Oh,
I have a video of
was his, I was dying.
I have a video of Perez and Ferg dancing to Dirty Dancing. I had the time of my life, and Perez's shirt is like half
Oh, he
unbuttoned.
has the bow
And I
tie
went
on
up to
top.
Perez after him, and I said to him, I said, you must really need some new drivers and irons, don't you? The way he was dancing with Ferg, I was dying. Ferg, for those who don't, is the
Yeah.
Callaway rep for the guys. So it was just so funny. So
Oh my
funny.
God.
It was
I had a
fun.
video too of him. Like it was during the middle of the wedding, and I barely took any
The
videos, but
chicken
I looked
fingers
down.
video
That's
is
exactly.
unfucking
So
believable,
that's what
bro.
I saw. All I
That's
saw, like
unreal.
during the wedding, I was just looking down, and he just picks up a French fry, and he's the only guy in the whole bill. Here it is. You ready for this? Look at
That's
this.
yeah, that's just dude, by the
And
way,
an
that's
adult
a
size
beautiful plate
portion.
of chicken
It's,
fingers,
it is.
bro.
That's a
That's a
great
nice
video,
looking
Joe.
plate.
That's a
At the
great
head
video.
table, and he's just putting down an adult sized portion of chicken fingers. But everybody had fun. Like every
Dude.
single person that I talked to said that they had a blast. Nicole said it was the best night of her life. It was
That's
really
all that
special.
matters. That's all that matters.
Also, too, like if I was the same way with my sister's wedding, like and all of our guys were at, like if you have somebody who it's their wedding and you're very, very close to them, I always want to make damn sure that you have, that people are out on the dance floor because like nobody wants that wedding where like nobody really danced and it wasn't
That's
that
right.
much fun. Like you almost feel the need to make sure that everybody has fun and is dancing. And
Yeah.
it was when that photographer busts out those videos,
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh,
Nicole started it off. She did that funny dance with her dad. I don't know if you guys were there.
yeah, it was
He
very
broke it
funny.
down.
Yeah.
So everybody immediately went to the dance floor and were getting after it so much that it was like midway through the night, everybody needed to take a break. So everyone went outside, cooled off, like took a had a drink, and I looked, the dance floor was empty, and then it came back, and at the end of the night, it was like, oh my God, it was unbelievable. Everybody was just, and then what was the last song of the night? Free Bird?
Free Bird. That's a video I don't ever want to see again in my life. Because at that point, everyone was really very, very bad.
It was time to go.
Yeah. That you're right, though. Those videos, when Free Bird's on, that I could do without seeing.
Yeah, because we didn't, like, everyone standing in, like, arm in arm singing Free Bird, but like 90% of everyone only knew 1% of the actual lyrics of the song.
Yeah, that'll be a tough video. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I have no desire to see that. No. And like you're waiting for the song, I can do without that.
Sweet Caroline, on the other hand, is
Sweet Caroline.
That's something you want to see.
Oh man, dude! Just truly, Joe, unbelievable.
What did you guys think of the food, the venue? Like, did you guys enjoy it?
To be honest, I didn't get to eat that much because I was getting ready for my speech the whole time, and like it's hard to like really let loose until you just get your speech over. So it was what I had was good, but I didn't eat that much before and stuff, and that's why I got drunk so fast because I was just.
I looked every time I looked next to me. I was Barrizal. And Bob just looking through cue cards. It was like, I didn't want them to feel
I'm
like.
I'm gonna tell pressure. You this. I went up to before the wedding when we were on the Uber ride to the reception after church. I went down to the front desk of the hotel we were staying at, and I asked them for like those like hard cardstock cards because I wanted to start writing prompts on the. And I mean, there is preparation involved. I was watching buffer videos on the way over to get the cadence great. Right.
You did a really good job, Michael.
Yeah, you got it.
Like raised both of his fists in the air. It was unbelievable. I thought it was fun, man.
That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Really was. Fun.
Special night.
There's the wedding cap speech on there, Mikey V with the buffer that a lot of people have been asking for. All right. Without further ado, we of course have. At the end, another top five coming. But before all of that, buy or sell segment of the show. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Let's start with Joseph D.
I'm going to sell Hawaiian Time, man. I got to tell you, Michael, you laugh now. It's tough.
No, Bob was laughing. What the fuck? Bob was laughing.
6 hours behind what is now the standard of Eastern Standard Time. I am an advocate for Pacific Standard Time. Like, I like 3 hours behind Eastern because, you know, you want to watch a game. You don't have to be up till midnight to do it. Like, I like that. Hawaiian Time, I don't know what it's listed at. It's not Pacific. I don't even know if it's Island Time or what you would call it.
It's GMT, I believe.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I think that's just Grand Mariner Time. I could be totally wrong about that.
It's just too much, man. It's just too much. It's like, even like, I'll be honest, posting different things of stories and stuff. Like, I'm posting stuff, like a recap of my golf round, and it's like 11, 12 o'clock at night. For people on the East Coast, like, no one's watching that. It's very difficult to navigate through the social media side of things. But it's not even that. It's just like you feel so far removed from the rest of society. And maybe that's why they do it, because they operate on their terms, you know, and they do things a little slower and a little more relaxed. And that's great for them. But as a normal guy going in there, It's a tough thing to fucking adhere to. And I don't know. I'm going to sell it.
The time thing, Joseph, would bother me as far as posting. I laughed at first, but then when I think about it, that actually would fuck with me.
Bob, I mean, you guys are messaging me. You're at noon. And like, it was like 11 o'clock your time. It was 5 a.m. I luckily set my alarm early because I had a feeling that we were going to do an earlier pod. And you know, I was up at 6:15 a.m. so that I could do the, like, it's a lot. People are like, oh, Cutsy's just going on one. It's not, it's a difficult thing. It's the same thing as if you live in Europe. It's essentially the same thing. You have a 5 hour different time difference from the East Coast. It's a lot. It makes things difficult to manage.
Yeah. Yeah. I Mikey, the more I think about it, you're so right. If Joe did that, if he went to the Hawaii game on his
Oh my
honeymoon,
God, Joe.
that will go down
I
as one of the
couldn't
most.
have. It was on,
No,
that's on
I know.
Waikiki.
It'd be such a great play, though, if he's in the
Yeah.
stands with
Oh
Nicole
my God,
with the
dude.
necklace on.
With her
Just.
just miserable there because she got dragged to a Hawaii Delaware State
What
game
do they
and
call
Joe
the
there.
Rainbow Warriors?
Rainbow Warrior,
Oh, dude,
sure.
just like screaming at players would
Timmy
just
Chang,
be.
bro. He's the head coach now. Timmy
Oh,
Chang.
God. It'd be
Hawaii
unbelievable.
legend, Timmy Chang.
Didn't
All
look
right.
so hot yesterday.
I'll go
No,
ahead.
no.
I'll go ahead if you don't mind, Michael. I will go ahead and take something that I've been doing recently that I never used to do, because like when I go to a restaurant, I'll always end up just like ordering what I like Negroni, espresso martini, like I have it pre-planned. Something I've been bedabbling on that I want to buy cocktail menus. Now I really go to the cocktail menus and see what they've designed and what they crafted. And I've noticed when I order something off the cocktail menu, 9 times out of 10, I love what comes out, and they're different and it mixes it up. So I've just been dabbling a lot into the cocktail menus.
Yeah,
It's
I
not a
don't
bad
hate that.
play.
I don't hate that play because sometimes, you know, they have these I like when they do like these spicy varieties of like margaritas or like what's that other drink? Mojitos, like a spicy
Yeah.
mojito. Like they do
Yeah.
like a jalapeno or they'll do like something like that, which you would never think to order something like that. So it sometimes it does strike a chord, but a lot of times I do feel like sometimes the cocktail menus are a little fluffed and they're more geared towards the female demographic. Like it's
Who's
like
sweet?
fruity drinks and
Yeah.
things of that nature.
If
But
it's a good cocktail menu, it should have a variety. It should have like some
yes.
versatility. So like you have like your sweet drinks, but then you'll have more traditional takes on like old fashions or different things like that that could cater more to a male demographic as well. Because you got to make sure that you have something for everybody. I agree. I think Bob, it's smart though to always go in to a dinner where you have like a under your arsenal, like two or three different cocktails that you know that are going to get you by. Whether it's an old fashioned, it's a margarita, it's like for me, an espresso martini or a bourbon sour. You have those on deck because there are times where you'll go in and you'll look at the cocktail menu and you're just like, this just isn't for me. I don't see anything that resonates with me. And then you got Old Faithful that you can follow up on.
Yes.
And then you got one or two drinks that you know are going to hit. For me, it's kind of changes. I used to always, I got to get back. The martini play is one that I used to do a lot. I haven't done it at all lately. Yeah, Michael, I know you like this too, with the martini with blue cheese stuffed olives, a
Yeah.
dirty
Yeah, my
martini
favorite.
always goes hard.
Oh.
But I think if you have a couple different select drinks that you know, if the cocktail menu isn't for you that you can fall back on, then you can really have fun with it.
I always forget about the espresso martini, to be honest. I always
Oh,
forget about it.
well,
And
the
then, like,
Carajillo is even better.
then when someone orders it, I'm like, all right, good. That reminded me to order it, like at the beginning of a dinner. I always do
Just
like to start off, like, because I don't think it's an exclusive dessert martini play. I think it is a play
no,
before
agree.
dinner.
I prefer a pre-dinner, because honestly, even when I have a pre-dinner, it's hard for me to sleep that night. I couldn't imagine taking it post-dinner and then trying to sleep. You know what I mean? I
Well,
actually.
pre-dinner kind of gets you, it gets you kind of ready to go for the dinner, kind of wakes you up and it gets your senses heightened. And it's, I think that's one of the drinks the most. If you order it in a group setting, people will actually go back and change what they had and be like, you know what, I'll take one
Yes,
too.
more than any other
More than
drink.
any other
Yeah.
cocktail.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's all you go with like six people, one person orders espresso martini, there's gonna be one more
They
person.
must
Yeah.
they hate that, I'm sure. They must hate that. They have to hate that.
The chain effect.
Making that drink has to be a pain in the ass, because you
That's what
gotta
I'm
make the
saying. They have to
espresso.
hate it. They have to hate
Yeah. Interesting.
it.
Yeah, I something that really kept me up that I had the other night. It was such a I have, of course, our fantasy league, which is the biggest one, like the number one to me. And then I always like doing a second fantasy football league. My buddy from college asked me to go into theirs, and I love him. So like I really wanted to do it. But I go in and they have a fantasy group chat that doesn't stop, and it's in WhatsApp, which really bothers me. And it doesn't stop. And in order for me to be initiated, I had to chug a Smirnoff Ice. And it's just like I didn't need it. You know, I just wanted to just play
You got a
fantasy
good
football.
team?
Haven't even drafted yet. I had to go do this. And then I did it before, like when I got home from dinner, I chugged the Smirnoff Ice. I couldn't sleep. And I think it was directly correlated to the Smirnoff ice. I think because of the sugar. I didn't sleep all night. And we head over to you, Mikey V, by yourself.
Well, we're talking about espresso martinis. My sell this week is coffee related. I'm going to sell lukewarm coffee, warm coffee, semi-hot coffee. This is an epidemic, and it's going around. I've been talking to a lot of people with the same complaint. These big chain places, unless you're ordering your coffee black, and even then, it's not reliable. The coffee being served by these chain places is not coming out to the optimal hot temperature that it needs to be. Maybe it's just me. I like my coffee like lava hot. I know that's a little bit much.
Doesn't it burn your mouth?
Yeah, I agree.
No, it doesn't.
And anybody who asks for
I know why this is an epidemic. I know why it's an epidemic. These companies are living in fear of the lawsuit. I guarantee that the amount of litigation that these coffee companies have had to go through over these idiots who spill the coffee on themselves and then they want to sue the coffee company because the coffee burnt them because it was too hot.
One lady was successful.
Yeah, I know. And she ruined it for everybody else. She ruined it for everybody else because I think these coffee places are backing off on the temperature in fear of getting sued. And it's not good. The coffee's being served lukewarm. May as well get an iced coffee at that point. These places need to look long and hard at the temperature at which they're serving the coffee. Varieties of flavors have never been better. Varieties of different coffee types have never been better. We're living on Mars in terms of coffee advancement for flavor, but we're still in the Stone Ages when it comes to temperature, and that's not acceptable. We need to raise the temperature of coffee, hot coffee, to the level where it should be. It should be as hot as you could make it. It should be very, very hot. Not boiling,
Michael,
but it should be very,
that
very hot.
I don't know for me, okay? Maybe my palate is different than yours.
It is. It's got to be.
If I get coffee that hot, I can't sip it for the first 5 minutes.
Let the 5 minutes run. Would you? Let me ask you this question. Would you rather wait 5 minutes or would you rather get a coffee and you sip it and you say, wow, I gotta nuke this coffee. I gotta go home and microwave this coffee.
At Panera,
it's not hot
when
enough.
I go to Panera, the coffee's so hot I gotta put two sleeves on the cup just to hold it to not burn my hands while I'm holding the cup.
I don't want to throw any companies under the bus, but I spoke about this with my dad this morning.
Starbucks
coffee's just not hot enough. And my dad doesn't use cream or milk, so he's getting sugar black coffee with sugar. And he says the coffee's not hot enough. That's a problem because there's no milk excuse or cream excuse to say that it lowered the temp.
I haven't heard of this lawsuit that people have had, but so you think the companies are saying to the employees, like, because they can only control so much from the top. You think they're saying to them, don't heat it up too much?
I think that whatever devices they're using or whatever they're storing, because obviously they're not making cup for cup for everyone's coffee. Some of these places, I think some of these urns, these storage units that they're storing the brewed coffee in, I think they're not optimal temperature. I think they're designed now to be hot, but not real hot, to be warm, but not very hot. And I think it's a problem, man. I really do. I long for a real hot cup of coffee. I love a really hot, every coffee I buy now, when I'm on my way to work, I got to microwave it for a minute when I get to work. And that's not because I let it sit. It's because it's not warm enough right out of the gate.
Joey Diaz, hand up. Go ahead, Joseph.
You just got to ask for it to be extra hot, Michael.
When it's in a stored unit, what are they going
to
do for
it? Well,
What are they going to do?
Michael, when you ask for extra hot, they might make you wait for an extra minute or two, but they would give you just try this, because I know you're not. When you go to a coffee place, you ask for it extra hot. I guarantee you it will come out hot.
But suppose you go to one of these places, like I don't know how Tim Hortons is, but suppose you go to like a 7-Eleven, a Wawa, one of these places where the flavors are in the big urns and it's a self-serve. You grab the cup, you pour it yourself.
Self-serve. I mean, what are we talking about? I'm talking about if you go to order an actual coffee.
Well, Joe, I'm talking about what the majority of working America does every single day.
Most people go to Starbucks.
I mean, maybe some. I'm not a Starbucks guy. I'm just not.
Wawa coffee?
Yeah, Wawa's good coffee. It's just not hot enough.
But the only thing with the extra hot, Joe, to me, it kind of reminds me of like what you said, like with McDonald's.
The extra hot fries.
Yeah, like the fries are already there. You know what I mean? Like
they have to make a fresh batch, Bob.
Yeah, they have to make, that's his loophole with McDonald's. Yeah. By the way, fuck McDonald's. Respect.
Whoa! You don't have to say fuck them. Well, I'm just
only one girl in my life, dog.
Well, I understand that, but that doesn't just say saying. Fuck the rest of the world.
Respectfully.
Right. Wow. I didn't see that coming to me.
Holy shit. Whoa. Michael's out for blood. I don't think you want to get into it with the Archers, man. They got some characters over there. That'll come
Ben DiNucci's going to send me a DM.
I hope DiNucci doesn't get a bad name for this. It was an
honest. He's a good guy. Good guy.
Yeah, good dude. Good guy.
I said to Bob.
I said to Bob
what he said, tread lightly. It's like, you need me to come in and go at him.
Bob, what were you going to do, Joe?
Right? Like,
you
going to
muscle Ben DiNucci? Yeah.
But by the way, I would.
It upset me too, Joe. It did.
Someone comes at Bob, respectfully, I would go for their throat. Like, you know, you got to stick up for the people in your corner.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want any DiNucci slander because as it turned out, it was a complete misunderstanding. And then I saw the cameo leaderboard too. It was love. It was like a funny, you know, thing. So I just want to make sure that the Nucci's
He's safe.
100% safe. But I did get the text. I was like, yo, fuck this guy. Like, I wasn't saying anything bad. You know? All right. Fellas, very, very nice. Very nice recap there. And now that's going to take us into the last part of the show. We're going to head on over into our top five. Another top five coming in hot. Here we go. Boys and girls, this is our top five segment brought to you by the fine folks over at Wendy's. Wendy's has the new saucy nugs. They're the nugs you love, covered in sauce with 7 flavors to choose from. Get to your local Wendy's and try the new saucy nugs now. I won the last week. I'm going to pick to go third this week.
Wow.
Mikey V, what pick do you want?
If you're going to do that, I'm going to take one. I have to.
He's going to take one. And Joey D, what do you got?
No, he's got to take two.
I mean, I got no choice. I got to go two.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even say what it is. It's going to be top five places to enjoy a beer. A certain location. Where is that location? Top five places or times.
Right. Moments for a beer.
Yes. Committee will step in if need be.
Yeah.
All right.
Mikey.
My number one beer is going to be the Friday happy hour beer. The first beer of happy hour at the end of the work week. The Friday happy hour beer. That's my number one beer.
Is that a restaurant?
What?
Is that in a restaurant?
No, it's when people work Monday through Friday and the first beer that they have at happy hour on Friday. That's
so
beer.
It's in a restaurant or a bar.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Happy hour is usually
no,
out.
But
yes,
he
yes,
can't.
Yes.
No,
yes,
because
yes.
There's specific places like sports pub or brewery or things like that. So I feel like
any place that you go after happy Friday hour at work, the guys all get together, yep, they go out for happy hour. That first right beer at the end of the week on Friday.
No, on his hour graphic, it'll be happy hour beer.
Okay.
So Friday, it keeps the other Friday happy
Friday
hour.
Friday.
I want it specified. All right. Okay. Thank
Friday.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a
thank
fucking.
I'm going. Beers on the golf course. I think there's no better
good
place than to have
I
a beer
it's
on the
good, it's good, D,
golf
man
course. Beer is good.
So we're gonna put golf beer. Golf beer is right. Yep.
Golf yeah. Yeah. Golf course.
Yes.
Golf
yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Give me NFL Week 1 beer. Okay. First beer of the NFL season.
Okay.
And then give me the airport beer back the other way.
Very popular beer, the airport beer.
Good popular beer.
Is me now?
It is. It is, Joe. It is.
I'll go like a stadium or sporting event beer. Like, okay, so either a ball game or you're at a sporting event. You have a beer while you're watching the game.
It's a good pick.
All right. Give me the lawn mowing beer. Give me the lawn mowing beer, post-lawn mow beer, and then give me the barbecue beer. Standing in front of that barbecue. Give me the grilling beer.
Two good beers.
I'll go with the backyard barbecue one. That's a good one. I will go with...
Now, to clarify, that's when you're cooking at the grill, not like you go to somebody's house for a barbecue and you have a beer. I'm talking about you're manning the grill, that beer. That
totally
beer.
Good beer.
Totally okay clear, beer, my beer.
Okay, I want to make it clear.
I'll go with boat beers. Like you're on the boat, you're crushing beers.
Yes,
yeah. On the boat. Yeah, that goes down real smooth, man.
Now, is that a fishing beer or is that just on a boat, period?
Oh, it could be either. You're on the boat. You're on the boat. Either you're going for a ride
I'm just like the saucy nugs. He's got a monopoly.
That takes everything on the water now.
Yeah, he's on the boat.
He's got the aquatic monopoly.
Unless you want a kayak beer.
No,
that's a great line, Michael. The aquatic monopoly. Okay. Very good line there. Underrated. You didn't get the just deserved recognition for that line.
Joe.
Sounds like a shot at me.
It was. We got
okay. All right. I want the first day of vacation beer.
Great beer.
It's a really good beer. So the first day of vacation beer. And then for four, I want the Thanksgiving beer. Ooh. First beer on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What an absolute prick.
Now I have one, but I can't do it because I think it won't play. But it's the best beer you can have.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, D.
I'm gonna do it. The locker room beer post you're out playing a game of hockey or you're playing a game of basketball or something in the locker room, and you're having a beer with the boys. That's a fucking beer.
Nice sweaty jockstrap beer.
It's a locker room beer is tremendous.
Now I'm gonna say this beer, and this is almost similar, but it's not really because it doesn't have to be in a locker room, obviously. Give me the shower beer. Big beer.
Technically, the locker has a shower in it, so I mean,
now that's a dialogue.
That's ridiculous.
No, I'm not taking.
I take the shower beer, and then a beer that I think is very underrated.
Wait, well, hold on for a sec. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Michael. Sounds like this does need to go to the committee.
No, not at all. Well, I'm talking about a shower.
I know
I'm
what
about
you're
a shower
saying,
in your house,
but,
not in a locker
but Mikey,
room.
It's got to go to the committee.
There's guys showering in the locker room.
Here's the deal.
That's ridiculous.
Here's the deal.
Locker room has showers in there.
That's totally ridiculous.
I'm
going to
go ahead. I'm going to approve the first part of the committee approves the
and
the
so am I.
Beer.
So Joe's outvoted.
No.
You're not allowed to vote on yourself.
Yeah, it's your own pick. So the next part of the committee now goes to Joe. It's got to be a
but
full.
But if I vote against it, then it's a
then
split
it's vetoed.
Vote. That means it's vetoed.
No, it's not.
Yes,
we never
correct.
Did that before.
That's correct.
Well, if it's got to be a unison.
It's got to be a full.
It's got to be a unison. I'm going to veto. I think guys, the shower
that's fucking insane, man. Joe, that's insane, bro.
That's crazy.
Are you serious?
All right, I'll give this one to you this time. But remember,
I mean,
keep
what
in
does
mind.
This say
I'll
about
keep
the
that
committee?
In mind for the future.
Just keep
I will.
This in mind.
I will.
I'm going to turn the cheek here, Bob.
I think
you know
people,
what?
Fine. I think it's the right decision,
if you put a poll out and you said is a locker room beer the same as a shower beer, no one would.
But
say
I that. Have an issue. The committee's already been accused of having no backbone. So I just think the move to take it away and then bring
this
it back.
This is becoming a pretzel factor. We have to move on.
I said I'll allow it, but just keep that in mind.
All right.
The next time.
Thank you, Joe.
You know,
I appreciate that. And now the last beer, my last pick. I'm going to do this. I'm going to say the post-diet beer. When you go on a diet for any kind of period of time and you finally get off the diet and that first beer that you have when you're off the diet, I'm going to take that post-diet beer. Give me the post-diet beer. It's a nice beer. You guys have never been on a diet where you said, I'm not drinking for 3 weeks, a month. And you have that first beer after you haven't drank a beer in fucking hours.
I haven't dieted in a long time, as you can tell, so I wouldn't know about that.
I'm going to take the post-diet beer.
I'm going to go poolside beers. How about some beers right out of the pool with the boys?
Guy loves water beers.
I mean, water and beer go together like fucking steak and eggs, Michael.
That's right. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
He loves water beers.
Beers just hit when you're on a body of water.
Oh man! All right.
It's 11. I don't know if there's any left standing.
Well, I didn't think that I didn't have the post diet one on or the
locker. No one did. No one had the post diet
out of the box. But I think people will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
By the way, Bob, have you ever? I guess you've never really played like. Did you ever play any like team sports? You played basketball, right?
The guy played
college
baseball.
Baseball.
So baseball, they go in the locker room afterwards. They don't crush a beer together.
No, I can't believe he just asked if you've ever played.
Come on, man. Like,
baseball's different, man. Baseball's different. It's not like
it's America's pastime, dog.
Or like, it's like, you know, all the guys kind of do their own thing.
No, there's a lot of camaraderie in baseball. It's very much like
in the dugout. Actually, in the dugout,
yeah, very much so.
By the way, I play college baseball not well, so you could cue the 6-7 ERA pictures that are going to come. That's haunted me for years now. You Google my name, that's all you see is.
Bobby, at least you've been there. At least you've been there.
That's
a
true.
Lot of these guys that's who true. Are saying shit to you. They never thrown an 88 mile an hour fastball.
I don't know if Bob's ever touched 88, but nah. That aside.
He's touched 88. I know him. He's touched 88.
Nah. Yeah, but no, nah. Right?
85?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll tell you
fastball?
This.
85?
84.
Teddy Dubb said you had a nice little change. Were you?
Nice change. I didn't.
Splitter.
You know what? I didn't.
Oh, the splitter.
I didn't walk. I didn't give a lot of free pass. I didn't walk a lot of guys, but I threw a lot of belt high fastballs that were taken into another direction.
Yeah.
You ever hit anybody?
Yeah, all the time.
Good all for time. You. Protect yeah, your plate, Bob.
All the time. All right. Final beer. Give me. Give me the Bonfire beer.
Okay.
That's a good one. You know it's a good one too, but I don't know how many people do it. If you ever ski or snowboarded, the Après Ski or Snowboard beer is tremendous.
Beer, I've never really been a skier, but I've always been envious of that beer. When people ski that beer and I see them,
is special.
That I think any awesome. I came close a post-workout beer. Like if you run like a marathon or something, like obviously I'm not running any marathons, but any kind of like long-term sporting action, like that post-beer, post-workout is good.
Yeah.
Here's the list. I went first. Friday happy hour beer, lawnmower beer, barbecue beer, shower beer, post-diet beer. Bob's got, Joe has golf course beer, sporting event beer, boat beer, locker room beer, pool beer.
That's a good
Bob has NFL week one beer, very specific. Airport beer, vacation beer, Thanksgiving beer, and bonfire beer. I tell you what, I think it'll be close.
But it's
I think this week is mine.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I don't say that often, but I've got golf course. I've got stadium. I've got boats. I got pools. I mean, I got a good list.
I don't
normally feel good about it, but I like this week.
I think your best beer, Joe, was the
golf course beer.
The golf course beer.
Yeah. And Bob, beer. Actually, I think your best beer was not your one pick. I think it was the airport beer. I think that was your best beer.
It could be.
It was the number two. And then I think mine, the one that'll resonate most is the Friday happy hour. I just think everyone.
Not the post-diet?
End of the week. Post-diet was there for a reason. You keep ridiculing that pick, by the way. You keep ridiculing it.
The first time I said anything.
I don't notice that you're ridiculing it. I do notice that.
Oh,
see, the first time I said anything.
Let me tell you, Mikey's going to go on a war path to win this top five. He's going to go on.
No.
Absolutely. He's going to be in that only subs jacket.
No.
He is going to be on a war path to get them going.
Oh, the brotherhood.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
love
a
brother.
Big, big thank you to Wendy's for sponsoring the segment. We love you, Wendy, if
love
you're
you,
watching.
Wendy.
We really do.
Love you, Wendy.
All right. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.